President Trump's budget proposal came out this week and introduces a potential new wrinkle in the debate between sanctuary cities like Seattle and the federal government. That follows a memo from Attorney General Jeff Sessions that narrowed the definition of sanctuary cities. Elise Foley covers immigration for The Huffington Post. She told KUOW's Kim Malcolm the legal wrangling over sanctuary cities comes down to a single statute.
That law says that jurisdictions have to provide information to the federal government on immigration status of people. And so all of these jurisdictions that are sanctuary cities supposedly actually do that. So it poses kind of a problem for if you're trying to threaten them, that as it turns out, they're not actually breaking that law. So what Sessions said yesterday was that, fine, you're right, we have to define sanctuary cities as, you know, ones that break this specific law. As such, it essentially means that most places they're trying to threaten aren't actually at risk, if that remains the case.
But there's been a development. We learned that President Trump's budget proposal has some key changes that could have a major impact on cities like Seattle that are dealing with this sanctuary cities designation. What's going on there?
Right. So in this memo yesterday, the Justice Department said that they would base their definition of sanctuary city off of this one statute. Like I mentioned before, what they are trying to do through the budget is actually expand that statute very, very significantly. And so if they get their way, places like Seattle would all of a sudden become in violation of this specific statute. So they would be defined as a sanctuary city for purposes of taking away grants. So right now, jurisdictions aren't required to hold people that ICE requests them to hold. These detainer requests, they're not required to follow them. Under this budget, they would have to follow them if they wanted to receive grants. That's not currently part of the law. That's something that they want to add to the law. And so that would mean that these jurisdictions would risk losing their federal funding unless they held people that they otherwise would let go.
Now, Elise, if this White House budget passes, and that is a big if, what is the potential impact on sanctuary jurisdictions like King County and Seattle?
Well, I think they would be far, far more likely to lose federal law enforcement grants. And a second thing is that they would probably have to spend a whole lot of money on holding people that they don't hold already. One of the other things that's in this budget is taking away money from a program that actually reimburses local law enforcement for holding people, certain undocumented immigrants. And so it would be something that would, you know, potentially cost them grants. And even if they comply with all of these requests, they would end up spending a lot of money on that. So it would be a very, very costly change.
So that's the potential impact on cities and jurisdictions. But what does this potential change mean for undocumented people who live here?
Well, if sanctuary jurisdictions abandon the policies they have, I think that you could see potentially a lot of undocumented people become a lot more afraid to go to the police. And so you've already seen that in some jurisdictions, even those that have these types of sanctuary policies. Leaders in law enforcement are saying that fewer people are coming forward to the police to report being victims of crime because of their fear of police under, Donald Trump. So I think that if these policies went away entirely, you would see potentially fewer people reporting crime. And then you would also see a lot of people who might have been arrested and not even charged with a crime, arrested for some sort of minor crime, being turned over to ICE when they otherwise wouldn't be.
That was Huffington Post reporter Elise Foley speaking with KUOW's Kim Malcolm. Last month, a federal judge blocked President Trump's executive order on sanctuary cities. And this week, the Department of Justice asked that judge to reconsider his ruling.